Hey, everybody. This is episode 60 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. Hey, welcome, friends. So glad you could spend some time here today. If you haven't already, please visit my website at 5minutediscipleship.com and subscribe to the weekly blog. I think you'll enjoy it. I think it'll be a blessing in your life. Today, we are talking about why we need one another. Volunteers from a local church spent a cold and frigid evening distributing food to people in a low-income apartment complex. One woman who received food was overjoyed. She invited the volunteers into her apartment and showed them her empty cupboard. She told them that they were an answer to her prayers. As the volunteers returned back to the church campus, one of the women began to cry. "When I was a little girl," she said, "that lady was my Sunday school teacher. We see her in church every Sunday, and we had no idea that she was almost starving." It reminds me of something the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. He wrote, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ." Clearly, these church volunteers were compassionate people who were seeking ways to carry the burdens of others, as Paul suggested in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Yet somehow they had not noticed the needs of this woman, someone they saw in church every Sunday, and she had not shared her needs with them either. Throughout the New Testament, we are called to serve one another. Repeatedly, the Scriptures tells us that followers of Jesus focus not on themselves, but on one another. We are to love one another, pray for one another, encourage each other, forgive one another, and help each other. This is the beauty of the body of Christ. When I read the Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament, this eyewitness testimony of the life and ministry of Jesus, I realize that Jesus had a plan. This community that Jesus formed and lived in was not an accident, nor was it something that just evolved over time. It was his plan from the beginning to change the world. Now, some 2,000 years later, we are here because of the community Jesus formed and that the disciples carried on and reproduced everywhere they went. We call it the local church. In the beginning of each gospel account, we see that Jesus settled on 12 men. He would spend a large portion of the next 3 years investing in their lives. The plan was that they would be with him and that he might send them out. Now, why would Jesus do this? Well, he understood that this is where lives are changed. In the context of community, our character is shaped. So from the very beginning, Jesus settled on the be with plan. They would learn together, study together. They would pray together, argue together, forgive together, and Jesus would be with them. Clearly, Jesus was teaching them the importance of being together. You see, Christianity is not to be lived in isolation. God has created us for community. There are a couple things I want you to notice in this verse from Galatians chapter 6. As we serve one another, we restore those who have fallen into sin. Now, some translations say fallen into sin, others say caught in a sin, but either way, a follower of Christ is struggling with sin. Paul is saying that a believer that is struggling in sin should not face it alone. Those who are spiritual should stand with them and help them to be restored. Over the years, I've seen people battle all by themselves. They fight alone, and they usually don't win. There is strength in community. There are people who pray for you, who provide encouragement, people who call you out and hold you accountable. The word restore means to make something right by bringing it back to its former condition. In the original Greek language, this word was often used for setting a bone that was broken or mending a torn fishing net. In other words, restoration is a necessary part of the healing process. If someone we know and love, someone who is a part of our church community, has fallen into sin, if they have become broken or torn apart by sin, they need someone who will come alongside them and lift them up. But second, Paul says we are to carry one another's burdens. The word carry means to remove or to lift an overwhelming load. Paul isn't speaking to this Galatian church about one specific burden. I believe that Paul would say to us that there are many types of burdens. There is sickness and loss, financial needs, marriage or family issues, sudden tragedy, career issues, the death of a loved one, and other setbacks. Paul doesn't focus on what the burden is or even where it comes from. That doesn't matter. What matters is that we should see our brother and sister in Christ struggling under a heavy load. We should drop whatever we are doing and go help them bear that load. Instead of judging them, we help them in whatever way we can. Here's today's challenge. Commit yourself to serving others. The church is to be a community of believers living in relationship with God and with each other. We care for the needs of one another. We are learning to love each other. We practice forgiveness. We hold each other accountable for godly living. And we join together and carry out the Great Commission. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you feel that others would be blessed by this podcast, one of the best things you can do is to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. This really helps expand the reach of this podcast. And be sure to check out show notes for today's episode at 5minutediscipleship.com/60. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.